Okay.
If a member requests it,
I will read it quickly, but this does not open the floor to debate. This is answering the member's question to hear what the motion is, and then we will proceed with a vote because we are at past time. All right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Introduction. The Affiliates Task Force focuses on understanding, communication, and expansion of the Pacifica Affiliates Program. It shall be an advisory group to the Affiliates Coordinator, the two elected Affiliates Directors, and to support Pacifica's Affiliates Program. The task force is unique because it includes Pacifica's clients, affiliates, as well as Pacifica. I'm getting a lot of static. I don't know if you can hear me. I don't think it's my static, so please mute your phones. This is due to the fact that the affiliates are not only clients receiving services from Pacifica, but also partners in collaboration in the democratic media movement. Mission. Consistent with the Pacifica mission, the task force's mission is to facilitate communications between all parties within Pacifica and the Pacifica affiliate network, and to advance the practice and pursuit of sustaining and expanding grassroots community radio. The task force shall strive to increase the capacity of the Pacifica affiliate network through an exploration of mutual benefits by working together, sharing programming, resources, information, and economic stability. Membership. Anyone from an affiliate station or Pacifica's network is welcome to participate in the task force as long as they follow the four principles stated below. 1. Participants respect the responsibilities and authority of affiliates' general managers in their contractual and financial relationships with Pacifica Foundation. Participants respect the responsibilities and authority of Pacifica staff in their contractual and financial relationships with affiliate stations. 3. Respect the responsibilities and authority of members of the Pacifica National Board. 4. Staff board members and affiliate general managers, if they are involved. Like, seriously, folks, pound one. I'm reading as fast and as loud as I can here.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, Samir, I got it right here, so I'm reading it. So it's okay. So you can.
Thank you. Okay, and everyone has the rest of it, which comprises membership, voting, policy recommendations, report, and operations and subcommittee structure, okay? So I'd recommend, it seems a very thoroughly worked out document, that everyone at least read it, please. Thank you. Carolyn, thank you, Rodrigo. Carolyn, go ahead and take
it. This will be posted in the minutes, and it's available on the web for listeners.
We can go ahead and post the agenda once it's been approved, so I'm fine with posting this agenda on the web, which contains the full text of the Affiliate Task Force motion, okay?
Yes, I can do that tonight or tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other points of information before we call the roll, because I won't interrupt the calling of the roll to answer questions at that point?
Point of information.
Please, go ahead, Afia.
I'm asking that you finish reading it for the benefit of whatever listeners there are, so that we can appreciate the silencing of affiliate representatives and stations.
I will go ahead and finish reading the motion, and hopefully that will be the end of any other points of information, because everyone will have thoroughly heard it at that point, and then we will vote. Point 4 under membership was Pacifica staff and board members and affiliate general managers, if they are involved, respect the right and responsibility of the task force to organize itself as it sees fit to be most effective and make recommendations as an advisory body. Then voting, co-meeting facilitators, and monthly meetings. When voting is involved, only task force members who have attended 3 consecutive meetings, the meeting of the vote and 2 meetings immediately prior to the vote, shall be allowed to vote. The task force will elect co-meeting facilitators, who shall be PNB directors, and a secretary, who shall be any member of the task force. In order to select permanent yearly facilitators, there shall be a pro tem facilitator for the first 3 meetings. The task force shall meet a minimum of once a month. Policy recommendations. Most of the task force's work is collaboration, information gathering, and communication. In order to secure institutional support for the network, there may occasionally be a need to make policy recommendations to the PNB and or staff. Task force reports. All task force reports and communications shall be first approved by the task force. Operations and subcommittee structure. The task force provides a forum for input and discussion about the needs of affiliates in Pacifica and for developing the affiliates network. It provides a support system for this process. It also works on individual advisory projects. These are implemented by subcommittees in coordination with the affiliates coordinator. Subcommittees currently being recommended include, but are not limited to, a survey subcommittee for gathering information about affiliates' needs and a subcommittee for financial development. These are being recommended in response to needs that have become evident during this past year. That is the end of the motion. Carolyn, please take any other points of information or points of order before we go to the vote. Thank you. Is it a point of order? Because we can't have any more discussion or commentary on what we think of the motion. Is it a point of order? Please go ahead.
The basis on which the chair is denying amendment of the motion?
Because we had run out of time 15 minutes ago, and you can't amend something when you run out of time for the subject matter whatsoever at that point.
Thank you. I'm ready to take the roll. Would everyone please be ready to unmute yourself only when your name is called? Thank you.
Thank
Rodrigo
you.
Agueta?
Yes.
Yes. Ken Aaron?
I abstain.
Olivia Bazan?
Yes.
Bazan votes yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg votes no. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Turner, yes. Bediako, Nia Bediako. Carolyn Burden votes yes. Kathy Davis. Not here. Alex Steinberg.
I'll pass.
Steinberg passes. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Allen votes yes. Jessica Apollinar, not here. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
June votes yes. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier votes yes. Renee Bryce LaPorte? Not here. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Johnson votes yes. Kimberly Arendoff?
Yes.
Arendoff votes yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Reed votes yes. Afia Nwagaza? I'm sorry, Afia Nwagaza? I can't hear you.
No, I will not surrender to media.
No. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray votes yes. And Alex Stanford? We passed. Do you want to vote? Alex Steinberg?
No.
Votes no. Nia Bediako? No answer. All right. I have 11 yes and 3 no, Madam Chair, and 1 abstention. The motion passes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We are 18 minutes.
Point of information, and point of order.
Yes.
It's the point at which I make the motion or give notice of a motion to rescind.
Yes, May, and I'll have to go ahead and answer it just as I have to answer Lydia's motion or question about motion. Whether it's, I will go ahead and take a picture of it, and I have to come back to the
Can't understand you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying.
I can't hear you,
either.
But there's a lot of information. Sophia, I heard you, and I will definitely come back with an answer as to what the rules are to present, okay?
I don't know what you said. I'll see what you do.
Thank you. We are 19 minutes past. If everyone could please quickly adjourn to the closed session meeting.
Digestive enzyme blend.